Let's talk. Talk.
John Brown. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, and whatever you're identifying as on this fine morning, it's time to do a bit of this.
Life. Don't talk to me about life.
Because fully refreshed after his time in an exotic spa town somewhere in the Swiss mountains, or perhaps lying on a beach having little grapes dropped into his mouth while dusky maidens fanned him with palm leaves. It's the International Man of Misery, Mr. Michael Sanger.
I actually sat in an armchair in Fingerola.
Well, same thing. But yeah, but it's that armchair, isn't it?
It's the armchair that overlooks the sea.
Well, exactly.
So I just feel and just sit there waiting for the last Sunday in August to arrive. And then they can all go home and leave me in my peace, because they seem to lose all sense. And I don't know, the kids turn feral as soon as they land at Malaga Airport. They want to sit by the pool and scream. Why do kids scream from the minute they get by the swimming pool to the minute they leave? And why do the parents allow it? Why, they just, it's like they can't hear them, the little
so-and-sos. Yes, indeed. And of course, in the interests of everything going smoothly, of course, we couldn't get you on the super-duper no-frills bard. So, listen, if you think he's not coming loud and clear, I've had to call him. He's basically, we're speaking to Michael in a phone box somewhere on a paseo in Los Beliches. So, so, there. So I mean...
And that's another thing.
Go on, then.
You know, off you go. We had Skype, and that worked fine, and now they've got these Zoom things. And, you know, 50% of them don't work. It's just, I mean, I'm sure that you talk to lots of people on it. How many do you, oh, you're going to turn around and say it's only me, I bet. But
No, not at all.
How many times does you go to start the show and boom, it just don't work? There's no, I'm looking at you, you're doing the old telephone thing in your ear, like, can you hear me, mother?
Yes.
Right? And I'm saying no. And now we are back on the phone again.
Yay.
No Zoom. Skype's gone. They decided, someone somewhere decided Skype was, I don't know what went wrong with it. It's fine with me.
What
happened?
Well, you see, this is the thing, because I think it's what they call inbuilt decrepitude. So therefore, they think, oh well, this is the next big shiny thing. You know, Skype is Skype is sort of old news, and you want a Zoom where you can have 80,000 people watching you picking your nose or something like that. And it, you know,
how did you know I was picking my nose?
Because how long have we been doing this witty banter? Oh, grumps! Exactly. I know when one nasal passage is blocked, so therefore... No, but the thing is, you know, it's like, why do they meddle with stuff, Grumps?
If it's not broken, don't fix it. Very few things that go on on the computer and are better than the things that I got used to. You know, I get used to, I don't know, Windows 5, and they don't bring in Windows 6. And what we now 11, and like you have to use all their stuff. So like, you know, I like using Google or Chrome but no, I have to have Microsoft Edge on my computer. I have to have it. Can't get rid of it.
Right.
And I don't want it because it's too intrusive. But it's there, and there's no way you can get rid of it.
Lurking. Is it lurking, Michael?
But it's always there. You know, whenever if I do it, you know, get all the junk on it, I use something called CC Clean or something for clearing all the, getting the space back on there.
Yeah.
And it always has to, I never open Microsoft Edge, but Cleaner always closes it, which means it opens itself.
It's there listening to you, Michael, that's the thing, you know?
Well, at least somebody is.
952-78-4000 if you want to get a grumps across, you've got your own particular grumps. Now, here's one of the things as well, because you know that thing about, if it ain't broke, don't replace it. I mean, how's the car? Well, you know, because cars have changed, haven't they? Yeah.
My car, great. I've had it 2 years. I haven't had it serviced yet. Not due for its first service to the 30th of September. That can't be right. it can't be right. I remember you had to run a car in. You weren't allowed to overtake other cars. because you were running in. You couldn't go over 30 miles an hour. Now it's 2 years before they even lift the bonnet up. I don't know.
Yeah, but the thing is... But the thing is, though, it may be 2 years before you lift the bonnet up, but in the meantime, all sorts of lights will go off, like Mardi Gras on a wet Friday, and so you'll...
I don't take any notice of anything.
Oh, OK. Fair enough.
I think at the moment I've got tyre pressure needs looking at, something else, but if they're not bothered till September the 30th, no, nor am I. It's not my car. It's not my car. I'm leasing it.
Oh, genius.
If it falls to pieces, I'll give it back to them and give me another one.
Oh, welcome to my world. Now, you've been busy, haven't you? Because you've written me a list. And the Magna Carta was less than this list of grumps that you've got. So...
I haven't been on the radio since July. So exactly. Can you imagine the things that have wound me up since then?
Exactly.
Where do you want to start?
We haven't even got to the list, and we've already two grumps. So should we start from the top? Because this is obviously something that I think will carry us through for the rest of the show. But HR... Is that
right?
Human resources, is that? Or is that some shorthand for something?
Well,
I don't know.
No, it is. And funny enough, many, many years ago, over 20 years ago, when I was working, I had a reasonably sized business and we had an HR... We had a personnel department.
Did you now?
Yeah, and one day someone came into my office and said, the so-and-so from HR wants to talk to you. So I said... What's HR and who is this person? And why are they asking me, the boss, to go to their office? If they want me, they come and see me. Anyway, apparently I'd spoken to one of the members of staff incorrectly. This is over 20 years ago. I think I might have sacked someone on the spot for thieving. And I was hauled over the coals by this HR department. Who are they? Who are they there to protect? The staff or the company, or because they're very, very bold in their attitude towards things, what you can do and what you can't do. Now you've got all this deep. Go on.
Did you not fire the HR person, or are they like that? You can't do that.
No, my partner advised me to be nice, which is not something I really was when I was in business. I was a good boss to the staff, but I wasn't nice to the office staff because they always made me sign bits of paper and fill in this form and agree to this and when did HR happen? When did people? I mean, was it because members of staff were being badly treated?
No, well, I think the thing is, it's like a bit like health and safety. Because, you know, I mean, I used to live in farming country up in one of the shires. It's north of Watford, Michael. It's Staffordshire. And they want, and my friends who were farmers, they had a massive farm. And they thought, what we'll do is we'll convert the barns into little apartments so people can come and have a bit of a farm experience. Well, I mean, after health and safety got on board, I mean, they just gave up. Because they were forever being inspected and the wood was it came from here and it would upset something or other. And I think it's on the back of that. And obviously, if somebody's thieving, what you don't understand, Michael, is that they have a... It's like when you watch The X Factor. It's like a compelling backstory about, you know, they were never happy as a child and therefore it's, you know, it is their... They've got an ism. And so therefore they it's not their fault. They just... Social conditioning has made them, you know, nick
What they didn't realise is that we had security cameras for their protection in the shops, right? But what they don't realise is it also records what they're doing. And when they're stuffing fivers down their T-shirts, you know, and I'm watching it on the video, why can't I go into that place and say, excuse me, look at this, you're fired. Why have I got to give them a written warning, talk to them three times? They can empty the till by the time I get round to doing all those things.
Did they not say, well, I've got a condition and it was very cold and I needed to put those fibres next to my naked flesh to keep myself warm, for example?
I wasn't the sort of person who's much interested in any conditions when I caught someone thieving.
the rumour is...
Just remind me of the health and safety.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one that I told you? was I once went into, I was in a restaurant in a very, like, a quite famous restaurant. They wouldn't give me a toothpick because of health and safety.
I'm sorry?
I might damage my gums and sue them.
They
wouldn't give me a toothpick because of health and safety.
Well, also, you could...
Sorry, I'll leave you that one with you.
Yeah, fair enough. But, I mean, the thing of you, it was enraged with a toothpick in your hand. What you said is HR became the thing that started telling people what they can say, for example. Was that what you... That was.
That was the whole thing, is that, you know... I'm basically market trader, and nothing wrong with that, but, you know, and also quite forgetful at my age. So lots of people now are it always has been, hello, sweetheart, hello, darling, hello, love, and, you know, and now it's, I'm not your love, you're not my sweetheart. I go, no, it's just I've forgotten your name. You know, don't let's get too lovey-dovey about this. You know, I just can't remember who you are.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of interesting, but because
you can't walk into an office now, or, you know, someone walks in and says, you look nice, you get reported to sexual harassment, that is. It's all gone nonsense. Then you got into the gender things, isn't it? What is your pronouns? I mean, that's just driving me nuts. He, they, she, this. If someone turns around and says to me, if my kid came up to me and said to me, like, I now want to be known as they, it, they'd finish up being was, were.
I mean, I've got teenage goddaughters. It's a minefield because they're all gemmed up on what can be seen defensive. And basically, because I grew up in the 70s and watched Porridge and all that and everything else, like 8.5 Mum, everything is offensive that I say. And they, you know, I have to kind of run it by them with a list of what I can and cannot say in writing. Well, I don't write it. I WhatsApp to them saying, you know, can I call you this sort of thing, you know?
It's all gone too much.
Right, now, airlines, you've got a problem with...
drinks.
Oh, yeah, come on, tell me more.
Well, one of them, I can't remember, is a stop serving hot drinks. Because people keep burning themselves. McDonald's, years ago, got sued. I don't know if you remember.
I remember this, yes, indeed.
Someone, they spilled hot coffee on their lap and burnt their bits. And sued McDonald's.
And got millions.
And so,
yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, I'm sure as we've been talking about this marvellous, fantastic technology, you could make a cup of coffee that's not so hot that you can't hold the cup or the glass or anything. And on the planes, that, you know, there must be something that you can boil water up to a certain temperature that it's not scalding hot. That will lead me on to another thing.
Yes. I mean, but my comment on the coffee thing, unless, obviously, sure, Michael, you always fly either private jet or, you know, first class, but trying to drink, you know, if you're sitting in the back of the plane, trying to have a drink, and they've got that tiny little tray in front of you, you've got somebody kicking you at the back, and you're trying to drink your coffee
The tray is always slanted.
Exactly.
Because people put heavy stuff on it.
And also the handle's always just that little bit too small. So you can't pick it up like you would a normal cup, because it's thinner and it's lighter, and so it becomes this delicate act at 30,000 feet.
Yes, but the other warning thing is when they have to put that the original cup in another cup so you can hold it, because it's so hot, it's too hot to hold in one cup. So they give you another cup, or there's a bit of corrugated cardboard around it, like a slip to put it in, to keep it, so you can hold it tight whilst it squall over your lap.
Better off, go on.
But there's another thing.
Yeah.
Right. So I was thinking about this the other day. Boiling water, 100 degrees centigrade, yeah?
Yeah.
What idiot come along and said, no, we won't use a nice round 100. Let's call it 32 degrees Fahrenheit or whatever it is. Why did that happen?
Why did that? 952 17 4000 Anyone knows why that one happened? I presume it's sort of getting everything in regulations, but it's always been 100 degrees. It's always been 100 degrees to me, the temperature. But I wouldn't know 32 degrees. Are you sure it's 32 degrees? Because it's normally 32 degrees.
No, 30. I don't know. It's zero centigrade and 32 Fahrenheit. It's freezing, isn't it?
You've got me on this one. This is coming in from Paul. Someone's in a happy mood today. They sent me a, I will send you on the email they've sent of you looking rather splendid. It's a computer generated image, Michael, so be warned. Skype is owned by Microsoft and was retired this year as they're focusing on Microsoft Teams. There you go. I'll have Chelsea.
Okay. Why couldn't I have Skype Teams?
If I was a Microsoft boss, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Skype had declining users due to competition from similar products like Zoom. Thank you, Paul, for that. So now we know us.
Right. So it is freezing. It's 0 degrees centigrade.
Right.
And that's easy to work out. But why did then someone decide to make it 30? Why does it have to be Fahrenheit and centigrade? Why did someone get busy again?
It was
zero. So easy to remember. But no, someone goes, no, that's too easy to remember. Let's make it 32. Let's wind them up a little bit.
I still have problems with yards. I never know what a yard is, but that's just probably me.
3 foot, isn't it?
I thought that was a metre. 952
38 Okay, so... 39 inches is a metre.
You see?
It's just so ridiculous. we've gone down a rabbit hole.
We have indeed. How deep is the rabbit hole in inches, yards and metres? 952 78 4000 So what...
That's how big the rabbit is.
You are wise beyond your years, Skywalker. So what would you... I mean, presumably you can't have peanuts on an airplane anymore because people have nuts.
Yeah, give them all peanuts. Sort them out.
Right then. Talking of things that will sort them all out, what's his face? The Serbian tennis player. Come on. Djokovic.
Oh, Djokovic.
Yeah. You're a big fan.
I am. I really do like Djokovic. He's a great... fantastic... ambassador for the sport of tennis. But of course he wouldn't take the dreaded jab, which now lots of people have admitted to me that they wouldn't have taken it if they'd known all the BS that gone along with it. But he got longer banned for refusing to take drugs than Sinner got for taking a banned substance. So he had spent more time not playing tennis because of his wouldn't have the jab than the champion had for actually taking illegal drugs. So that's just another. Oh,
here we go. Brace yourselves. We're going to see if this works. We've got a caller coming on the line. So here we go. Good morning, caller. What would you like to share with the international man of misery, please?
Duncan from Alfast LP.
Morning.
I have to go into a bit of science history.
Right.
The centigrade is from a man Celsius. And what he decided was, you get freezing point of water and call it 100, and you get the boiling point of water, zero, and you count the boiling point of water as 100, and you divide up between into 100 bits. Now, before that, another person invented what's the Fahrenheit, and they used the freezing point of mercury as zero. Or was it alcohol? Can't remember which. It's all history. But they were two totally independent inventions, and we just use them because we do.
So it's the mercury in your thermometer, isn't it, of course, which gives you the thing. Is that correct?
I can't remember whether it's alcohol or mercury, but it wasn't water for Mr. Fahrenheit.
Gotcha. You see, well, thank you so much for that call. You see, you've brought something to the show today that we didn't know before, and that's why I love calls in like that. Thank you very much for the show. Have a wonderful weekend. Is that all right, Kate, with you, Mike?
Okay, but why didn't he just call his zero as well? He only wrote a number on it. He could write any number he wanted. He could have put 43, 143. The man who invented it wrote the number down. Right.
Okay. All right. So meanwhile, thank you for that. Thank you for that call in there, because I'm completely baffled. But it's almost like we've only got 2 minutes, so I'm getting a bit more peppy. We could argue about the fact that Silly gets the ban, but he said he didn't know it because it was in a massage product. I mean, we've all had some dodgy products massaging sources over our times, haven't we, Michael?
I don't know. I claim the fifth. My wife is listening.
Just quickly though, foreign dubbed films. Do you don't watch the subtitles then? You don't watch something with subtitles?
Well, no, I do watch the subtitles, but they, firstly, the lips are not, they're dubbed, so the lips are out of sync with the words, and the people reading the lines are not proper. Don't seem to be proper actors. They just seem to be readers, and it's just very annoying. So we don't watch it. We watch it with the subtitles on it. Because of the television now is so weird, we watch subtitles on everything. But you've got these Irish accents and Scottish accents. And
yeah.
They're also great. They're really authentic now, really good. But I just feel like I'm sitting in a call centre. I can't understand any of it.
Well, not only that, it's so dark sometimes because it's like realistic candlelight. You need to turn the brightness up to like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, the adverts come on and the volume goes like 20-fold.
And you're like the guy in the Memorex advert. You're sort of going backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just quickly, can't get the pills back in the box. Why do they have to have a book in there? Take a tablet, put the tablet, and I'm ramming it in this folded up book of which I'm scared to read because of all the things that this tablet that has been recommended by the doctor, I've told I've got to take, is what it does else to me, all the side effects. I mean,
Well, listen, you're on top form today. I'm going to run out of time, Mr. Grumpy. I'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.